You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Wednesday afternoon. Drew Lerner is here with World Weather Incorporated out of Kansas City. Drew, tell me about the weather forecast. It's been beautiful in our part of the world for several days, and looks like it's going to get a little bit warmer, but not too bad over the next several days.
Yeah, you know, I think we've come over the big hump for the summer. Here we are, breathing down the neck of September. It's not going to be long, and we'll see more of this warm day, cool night scenario playing out across the region. So it's hard to believe, but we've already come to the end of this growing season, or not too far off in the future. But the forecast is going to be relatively dry by us. We do have one round of thunderstorms that will move across the Midwest as we move through the night tonight, and be more likely actually Thursday into Saturday. And this will come out of parts of Nebraska and parts of maybe southeastern South Dakota, and from there working its way across Iowa over to Michigan. And a few thunder showers will trail to the south of that as we move into the heart of the weekend across parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So just a little bit of rain. It's not going to be a lot. It's not going to really turn around the drying trend. It'll slow it a bit. And we will warm up as that passes off. So the temperatures during the latter part of the weekend into next week will probably be working their way up into the 80s and lower 90s on a more regular basis across the region.
I think I know the answer to this question, but is there very much of a correlation between cool temperatures in the month of August and cooler or too cold of temperatures in the month of September or October?
Not a very good correlation, no. In fact, quite often when you have a very cool August, you tend to have a little bit of warmer bias sometimes in the autumn season, but it doesn't necessarily focus on one particular month or the other. So can't go down that road necessarily, but I can tell you that our official forecast is for the month of September to be warmer biased in the lower parts of the Midwest, and in particular the southwestern Corn Belt, into the central plains and back down towards West Texas. That whole area there not only will have a warmer bias, but it'll also be a drier one. And some of the winter wheat country out there will probably firm up a little more than some folks would like to have. And there'll be some chatter about, here we go again type deal again.
Speaking of that, I think Ukraine and Russia have been fairly dry. How are they setting up for their sowing season this fall?
Actually, things look fairly good. It is a little on the dry side, though, as you mentioned. In both those areas, we are not expecting to see a tremendous amount of rain for a while. It's not a bad scenario for right now, but as we get into September, their window for planting is a bit on the narrow side, so it's going to be very important that they get a decent rain in those southern areas as we get into the latter part of September and early October. For the northern areas where the planting is already underway now, soil moisture is really ideal, and they will move aggressively in those areas that usually freeze up soonest. In fact, their first frost and freeze date is probably just about 5 to 7 days away in some of those northwestern Russia locations.
Drew Lerner is with World Weather Incorporated in Kansas City. Just a quick reminder that you can catch up with us next week at the Farm Progress Show in the U of I tent that's just inside the main gate and to the right about a block. We'll be putting on programs at 10 o'clock and 2 o'clock each and every day. Orion Samuelson will take the stage in the morning. I'll be there in the afternoon. Some of our special guests next week will include Steve Freed from ADM, Bryce Knorr from Farm Futures, Jerry Golke of the Golke Group, Alan Brugler will be there, and so will Jerry Goodell. I hope you can stop by and see us at the University of Illinois tent just inside the main gate and to the right, about a block.